Yamunatiravana chari Yamunatiravana chari jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari jayo Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai Jaya, Gauranitai Jaya, Gauranitai Jaya. Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya. Varade jaya subhaja jaya Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Om Vishnu Padapana Maham Saparira Jakcharya Ashtodara Sattva Shri Shri Mat His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON Founder His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Maham Saparira Jakcharya Ashtodara Sattva Shri Shrima His Divine Grace Shira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Hari Rastaku Ki Jai Prinsakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokopinan Shyamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Sri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Chamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadan Distribution Ki Jai Hare Rama Sanketan Ki Jai Iskan Yutvagadam Ki Jai Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Harivo Harivo Akraris to December Devotees Hare Krishna Akraris to December Devotees Akraris to December Devotees Hare Krishna Akraris to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam Narantyaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udidayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Udamashroke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 12, text number 20 through 22. Because there is no purport to text number 20 and 21. So I just do the text 20-21 myself, and we can do text number 22 together. So, Maitreya Vuvacha, Evam Atma Bhuvadishta Parikamya Giram Patim Vadam Ityamu Amantya Vivesha Tapase Vanam. Translation. Sri Maitreya said, thus, Ruja, having been ordered by Brahma, circumambulated his father, the master of the Vedas, addressing him with words of assent. He entered the forest to perform austere penances. Text number 21. Atabidyaya tasagam dasha pucha prajanitre Bhagavat Chakti Yuktasya Loka Sanata Hetava. Translation. Brahma, who was empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thought of generating living entities and begot 10 sons for the extension of their generations. So now let's do text number 22 together. Marichi, Achi, Angiraso, Pilastyai, Pulaha, Kratuhu, Brigu, Vashishto, Dakshash, Cha, Dashamas, Tacha, Narada, Marichi Achi Angiraso Purastya Puraha Krato Brigu Vashishto Daksho Dakshascha Dashamastacha Narada Marichi Achi Angiraso Purastya Puraha Kratu Bhrigu Vaishishto Dakshascha Dashamastacha Narada Marichachi Angiraso Purastya Puraha Kratu Bhrigu Vaishishto Dakshascha Dashamastacha Narada Vigo Vasishto Dakshaska Dasha Mastacha Narichi Anchi Elinasu Vraska Puraha Katu Vasishto Dakshaska Dasha Marajis. Synonyms. Marichi, Achi, Angiraso, Purastya, Puraha, Kratu, Briguhu, Vaishishta, Dakshaha, names of sons of Brahma, Cha, and Dakshamaha, the tenth, Tacha, there, Narada, Narada. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Marichi, Achi, Angira, Purastya, Puraha, Kratu, Brigu, Vaishishta, Daksha, and the tenth son, Narada, were thus born. Purport. The whole process of the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation is meant to give the conditioned souls a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. Brahma created Rudra to help him in his creative endeavor. But from the very beginning, Rudra began to devour the whole creation. And thus, he had to be stopped from such devastating activities. Brahma therefore created another set of good children who were mostly in favor of worldly fruitive activities. He knew very well, however, that without devotional service to the Lord, there is hardly any benefit for the conditioned souls. And therefore, he at last created his worthy son, Narada, who is the supreme spiritual master of all transcendentalists. Without devotional service to the Lord, one cannot make progress in any department of activity. Although the path of devotional service is always independent of anything material, only the transcendental loving service of the Lord can deliver the real goal of life. And thus, the service rendered by Sriman Narada Muni is the highest among all the sons of Brahma. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Umiditan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayanupa Kadama Hyan Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupan Sagrachatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Stude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Marichi Achi Angiraso Purastya Puraha Kratu Brigu Vaishishto Dakshacha Dashamastacha Narada Translation again, Marichi Atri Angira Pulakstya Pulaha Kratu Brigu Vaishishta Daksha and the ten son Narada were thus born. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that without devotional service to the Lord, there is hardly any benefit for the conditioned souls. And without devotional service to the Lord, one cannot make progress in any department of activity. Only the transcendental loving service of the Lord can deliver the real goal of life. So it reminds me, you know, a verse in the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Sri Krishna actually confirmed this point. So in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse 10, Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam vachatam priti puvakam dadami buddhi yogatam yenamam upayantite. Krishna tells Arjuna, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Srila Prabhupada, he said in the purport to these words in the Gita, he said, Buddhi Yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. So that is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. So when one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, Buddha Yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotee and a bona fide spiritual master are important. So in China, we have a saying, 近朱者赤,近墨者黑. That means, if you associate with red people, usually red people means good people in China. If you associate with good people, or red people, you will ultimately become good or red people. But if you are associated with black people, usually we are saying black people, bad people in China. So if you are associated with black people or bad people, then ultimately you are going to become black, you know, bad people too. Because we are going to take the, you know, qualities of the of those who are we are associated with. So that's why, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he said here that we need to get association of the devotee and the association of a bona fide spiritual master. Yeah. And Prabhupada, he continues said that one should know that the goal of Krishna, and when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. So when a person knows the goal of life, but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculation to understand Krishna, he is acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, which is the complete yoga. So this complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may be a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he is still not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness with love and devotion, render all kinds of service. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him. So in the purport to today's verse, Srila Prabhupada, he was also said that Nad Muni is a worthy son of Lord Brahma. So it also reminds me in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Prahlad Maharaj. So we all know that Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord, but his father, Hiranyakasipu, is actually a big demon. He tries all kinds of ways, you know, to kill Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj is simply dependent on Krishna. And then finally, Krishna has to personally come to kill the demon Hiranyakasipu. So after killing Hiranyakasipu, Lord Nrisingadev want to offer some benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, he said, you know, he doesn't want any material benediction. He just want, you know, pure devotional service. But because Lord Nrisingadev really want to give some benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, he finally said, if you really want to give me some benediction, then please kindly free my father from these sinful activities. And Lord Nrisingadev said that Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Chi Sapta Bi Pita Puchaha Pichibi Saha Tenaga Yashado Syakule Jato Bhavam Vai Kura Puvana. The Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great sentient person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. So Prabhupada, he said here in the purport that the word Tri Saptabi means seven multiplied by three. In one's family, one can count back four or five generations to one's great-grandfather or even one's great-grandfather's father. But since the Lord mentions 21 forefathers, this indicates that the benediction expands to other families also. Before the present family in which one has before the present family in which one has taken birth, one must have been born in other families. Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord, he purifies not only that family, but also the family of his previous birth. So that's the power of, you know, a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that Nad Muni is a worthy son of Lord Brahma. Because Nad Muni, he can bring glory to his dynasty, to his family. So that's the main point, you know, I'm thinking to say. So are there any questions or comments? Yes, Sachinorabhu. Microphone, please.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, with all respect, I just want to make a comment in regards to the association. The refrain, the Chinese refrain that you made, I would prefer to say that birds of the same feather fly together.
Yes, similarly.
And,
yeah.
You know, if you associate with a drunkard, you become a drunkard.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
The other one, especially nowadays, in this particular time, can be misunderstood. So just consider that.
Thank you. That's a good point. So similarly, if we are associated with devotees of Lord Krishna, for sure, you know, we will become devotees. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he has established so many centers all around the world, you know. So now we are actually having more than 600 centers all over the world, you know, so that we can easily get the association of the devotees. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good point. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. This Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. I was just wondering, you mentioned, if I understood you correctly, that the Lord actually liberates the families of a devotee even in their previous birth. That's what
yes.
you said, right? And I was just, I mean, trying to understand a little bit because my understanding is that Krishna does those kind of things for his devotee, right? Because he loves his devotee and he wants to give his devotee, you know, he wants to fulfill his devotee's desires and he wants to take care of him, right? But the jiva doesn't remember his previous families and his previous births. Mm. So how would the devotee take that as encouragement from the Lord if he doesn't know his previous family?
So that's the power of a pure devotee. The pure devotee has this power, to liberate, 21 generations of his family. Yes. Achyuta Prabhu, yes, please.
Hare Krishna, good question. It's the business of the Lord to liberate all of his sons that are running in the material world. So whether he does it through the agency of a pure devotee or some other way, that's his business. He wants to liberate everyone. And to say that the jiva doesn't remember his past birth, that's not necessarily true. Some do.
Yeah.
Even those who are not connected with devotional lineage. Like there's that famous study that Ian Stevenson, professor from University of Virginia, and there are so many, cases that give empiric evidence for reincarnation. Because some people do remember at least their previous birth, some even beyond that. So it's not necessarily true that all jivas don't remember their previous birth.
Thank you, Prabhu.
And the son of Chitraketu is that example, that when he came back, he had to instruct Chitraketu to tell him that I've had many, many births. I've had many, many parents. So which one are you speaking of? So there's many examples. Blessed Krishna empowers certain living entities to become Sri Kalagya. They can understand the future and they've seen the past.
Thank you. Actually, Prabhupada, he also gave an example. Prabhupada, he said that just like in a forest, even if there is one fragrant tree, so the whole forest becomes very fragrant. So similarly, in a family, in a dynasty, even if there's only one pure devotee of the Lord, then the whole dynasty becomes glorious. It's like that, That's the power of the pure devotee. Yes, such Narayana. Such to know everyone.
So, that's a nice question. But I will say that this will serve as a challenge for us to actually become pure devotees and please Krishna, and he will take care of that. Because that statement is there, of course. But it will not necessarily happen just to anyone. First, you have to please him. And then if we are really concerned to help many generations, this is my chance. I'm going to chant a good rounds. I'm going to have a good behavior with my friends, with my family, with everyone, every living entity. Krishna will be pleased. And automatically he might liberate all this. Because you might remember two births or one birth if you are that. But what about the 10th or 5th? So this is an impetus for us to actually, yes, I want to be helping others, but let me help myself first. So that's my comment.
Nice, that's a nice comment, yeah. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we'll just stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shima Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai.